This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side. Hey, listen, hopefully you're back too, right? I call it the Hour of Sanity. One of the many hours of sanity here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you didn't catch up in the last segment, you got to go get it. All right? You got to get Matt Barber's book, the, come on, what's it called? Hating Jesus? Do you hate Jesus? I mean, look, even some of the people I talk to that don't, aren't religious, right? They're not Christians, they're not religious, they don't really believe in any one symbol, one person, whatever. We'll say, and what they've read about the teachings of Jesus, they all say the same thing to me. I don't know how you can't get behind the guy. Peace, love, take care of your brother, take care of your sister, sisters, brothers, whatever. I mean, you can't get behind that, no matter what you are or who you are. That kind of sad, don't you think? So this ought to make you nuts, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in my conversation. You can be involved in yours all you want to. Those of you that go to Washington, is it Washington, D.C. or Washington State? For those of you in Washington State, you may want to listen to this very carefully. Because next year, your schools, now if all the, look, some of you in the LGBTQ community think I hate you because of whatever reason. But there are much bigger issues than what's going on in the LGBTQ community all over the world and all over this country. There are 92 million Americans out of work, okay? I mean, really, do the LGBTQ issues take precedent over that? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Do you really think that's right? So anyway, in the state of Washington, by the fall of 2017... schools will be teaching students as young as kindergartners about gender identity and how the idea of gender is a social construct. Because not only will they be able to sell social construct by the end of kindergarten, but they'll be able to recite it back, repeat it, and tell us what it means. Unbelievable. I gotta get that cut. Unbelievable. Now, the Washington State's Health Education Glossary defines terms associated with gender identity this way. It's according to the education system, right? Not the rest of the world, just the education system up there. Gender, a social construct based on emotional, behavioral, and cultural characteristics attached to a person's assigned biological sex. I love this part. Assigned biological sex? Assigned by who? Well, if you believe in God, it's been assigned by God. If you believe in Mother Nature, it's been assigned by Mother Nature. A social construct based on emotional... No. It's based on whether you have a penis or a vagina. It's not that hard. It's based on the equipment you have. Not on your behavior, not on how you behave, not on what culture you live in. If you have a penis, you're a male. If you have a vagina, you're a female. How you choose to act, how you choose to live your life, how you choose to do anything else, is up to you. But don't tell me that because you feel like you believed, any way you cut it, I know this is going to make a lot of people mad, but think about this. Any way you cut it, your DNA is male or female. What do you want to call it? You want to call it identity A, identity B? Would you like to call it gender A, gender? I don't care what you want to call it. There's only two genders, A and B. Male or female, or he and she, I don't care what you call it, all right? I really don't at this point. But don't try to tell me there's a multitude of them, because at the point you get away from what the DNA proves or proves out, yes, I love you people who want me to adhere to science, but only when it favors you. When it doesn't favor you, I'm supposed to get away from it. Science says there's only two. It's not a social construct. It's not a white privilege thing. It's not an Anglo thing. It's not a straight thing. It's a science thing. DNA says you're this or you're this. And if you're this, you have one of these. If you're this, you don't have one of these. It ain't that hard. Gender expression, in the book, also says, the way someone outwardly expresses their gender. Gender identity, someone inner sense of their gender. Gender roles, social expectations about how people should act, think, or feel based on their assigned biological sex. Now, while some aspects of sexual health aren't taught K through 12, HIV prevention begins in the fourth grade. One component of sexual health, titled self-identity, begins in kindergarten, where students will be expressed. Listen, let me teach these things to my kids. You don't have a right to do this. You can't even get math right. You can't get science right. We can barely speak English when we leave high school. There are kids in LAUSD, a multitude of children being graduated, can't speak English, can't, I'm talking about people born here in an English home who can't speak English. Can't read. They can't add numbers. But I'll tell you what, they can tell you what a transgender person is. Does this really make sense to anybody? And even people from the LGBTQ community, tell me that it makes sense that a human being should understand what transgenderism is all about before they can even read. Help me understand that. I'm just confused by all of this because the emphasis is based on whatever political correctness, wherever the pressure is at the time. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. Before you even get to any of this, these kids need to know how to read and write. Okay? These kids need to understand how to use a dictionary, how to look things up. And for you to seriously sit there and tell me that the most important thing for children to know is the gender identity stuff, I think you're out of your mind. How do you like that? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. Hopefully you are too. I am Joe Mesquite, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Or just hop up on the website, get a live chat room, go watch live, listen live, take the poll. All kinds of happy stuff going on. I can't get to the chat room, but our producer can, so it's not a big deal. Not right now, anyhow. We seem to be having internet issues. Don't you love technology? I know. Yeah, really. Only when it works, right? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. I know there's 3,000 other shows you're going to be listening to, but I can tell by your IQ level because you're listening to this one. So I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air. Now, if you head over to the website, I want your email address. I really do. If you give me your email address, I send you out an email once a week. I'll let you know who we're talking about, what we're talking about, well, who we're talking about sometimes too, but what we're talking about and where, kind of issues that we're taking on and that kind of thing. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know there's no foo-foo here. Yeah, you look it up, all right? There's no foo-foo. I don't play those kind of games. I don't have time for it. You don't have time for it either. If you want all that nicey-goosey, you know, feel-good stuff, there's about 3,000 other shows you can listen to. Check it out there. Also want to thank my new network for taking us on. We are now on GCN Live. You can check that out, GCNLive.com. Also check out the show. We have classic podcasts because we don't have any old stuff. I'm the only old thing on the show. Right? We have classic podcasts. You can find those at TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com. Check out the classic shows, the classic everything. Anyway, this is like, I hope they're going to sponsor. I apologize up front, but I've got to say it. In the little time I spent in New York, why anybody would want to eat a White Castle hamburger, I have no idea. But apparently they do very well, and you know, in some of the stores, you see them frozen in some of the stores, and I used to do that in the summertime. I would make a bunch of hamburgers for the kids, and I'd freeze them, and the kids could just defrost them when they walked in, that kind of thing. But White Castle CEO says about minimum wage, we'll have to raise our prices by 50%. Those greedy capitalists, I just can't stand it. They're not allowed to make any money. I'll go through this in a second, but New York's Governor Cuomo thinks it's a great idea to increase the mandated minimum wage to 15 simoleons an hour. The Democrat obviously has succumbed to the dumbed-down idea by unions pushing. You know what's really funny? The unions are pushing this $15 an hour scam on businesses. I mean, pushing this because they want more union members, right? But here's the deal. In Los Angeles, where they beat up the L.A. City Council, they want an exemption, right? They don't want to pay their people $15 an hour. They want you to pay their people $15 an hour. Does that make sense to anybody? I mean, seriously, how much dope do you have to smoke for you to go, hey, that's a great idea? So, according to the National Review, Cuomo's idea of economic justice is a long way from the dollars and cents reality of running burger businesses. If labor costs rise dramatically, White Castle will have to balance its books by raising prices or changing its business model so that it needs less labor. Is there any room to raise prices to cover costs? Richmond says we think we'd need to increase menu prices by somewhere between something around 50%. It's not something we've done before. It would be catastrophic. Here's a thing that people don't seem to understand, and it's not even rocket science. You don't have to go to business school for this. Okay, this is a freebie, so take notes. All right, here's how it works. When most of these McDonald's, Burger King, White Castles, these are franchises. They're not owned by that big bad corporation that you hate so much, or some of you hate. It's mom and pop that own those stores. It's mom and pop that put their houses, life savings, put their house equity, all that stuff into that. They pour it into that store. And every year, they do budgets, right? Well, sometimes you change them during the year, depending on which way the business is going. And right now they're paying those people about $8 an hour. And I realize the $15 doesn't go into effect right away. But guys, think this thing through for a minute. Before you go thinking, me, I want more money, me. Here's what you got to think about. From $8 to $15, we're talking about what, $7? I mean, I don't even have to take off my shoes for that. I can count that on both my hands. And then what happens is you got to take into consideration they match your taxes. So when certain portion of your taxes. So when your check goes up, you realize that the taxes are paid on a percentage of what you get paid. So if they're giving you a raise, then that percentage of taxes they have to pay goes up. The percentage of taxes you have to pay goes up. So El Governmento is getting even more money all the way around. And then on top of this, they're now being pushed to do, what is it, the Affordable Care Act. That adds to the bottom line big time. And then you've got workman's comp. Workman's comp goes up. That's an insurance. Yes, that's right, another insurance. Most insurances to a business owner, you know what they're based on? Anybody have a clue? You close. Most of these business owners, the insurance is based on a percentage of what your payroll is, a percentage of what your gross receipts are, your sales. So this isn't just a matter of going up. This is why I get such a kick out of some of you on the left that say, hey, you know, $15 an hour, it's not a big deal. So it doubles. They don't have to make so much money. Well, really, so how much money should they put aside for equipment that breaks down? Can they dip in all the employees' paychecks when something breaks down because they've given them all the money? How does that work? How do they open up the second store? Because, you know, they don't make any real money when they open up the first store. They kind of get by. They're not lining their pockets with silver and gold. You know what I mean? So when do you wake up and really understand? So anyway, to think that these businesses can raise or double, think about that. You're doubling their minimum wage. I mean, you're doubling their employee expenses. So if a company's got 10 employees in the budget, they're scheduled for 10 employees, and then all of a sudden, they've got to double the wage, they've got to add Obamacare, they've got to pay more in taxes. Who do you think is going to lose their job? You think it's going to be one of the owners? And there's already history around this $15 an hour wage increase. Right? There's old history. And we'll deal with this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Or hop up on the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be involved in the conversation, live chat room going on up there. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. The 855-REAL-JOEY is the number, 855, not Joey. 855-REAL-JOE is the real number. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me. We were talking about the 15-hour minimum wage. No big whoop, right? At least that's what I keep hearing. And let me straighten something out for you. It is a big whoop. Sorry, but it is. Most of the businesses this is going to affect are the small mom-and-pop stores. Now, Burger King, McDonald's, the stories about White Castle, a lot of these smaller mom and they're not, you know, big corporate giants that own these places. Very few of those stores are corporately owned. You know what I mean? And for those of you who don't know what a franchise is, go to that Google thing and look it up. Basically, it's nothing more. I'm going to give the Reader's Digest version here. But it's really nothing more than, I put up my house. I went up on a McDonald's because there isn't one for 30 miles, and I like cheeseburgers. So I go ahead and I mortgage my house and, you know, pull my life savings out. I do all this fun stuff so that I can open up a McDonald's, right? And it's all on me because if I go belly up, it doesn't cost corporate McDonald's anything because they sell that store again. Isn't that great? I get to screw up. They get to take back the asset and sell it. So when I'm putting my budget together, I'm figuring out what I can afford and what sales are. And one McDonald's does not make you a millionaire. I love hearing people say, God, if you can own a McDonald's. My God, you're making money hand over fist. It's not true. I know McDonald's store owners. I know more than one. And it's not the money you think it is with one. You have to have a multitude of them to make a decent wage or a decent living. And at first, when you can't make payroll, guess whose paycheck doesn't get cashed? That's right. It's yours and mine. When we're the owners of that business. My wife and I went many weeks without payroll or without a paycheck. I'll put it that way. Now, White Castle is saying that they may have to increase the cost of the hamburgers by 50% if they're forced to. Now, go back and get the last segment. I'm not going through this whole thing again. It's not $7. By the time you get done with the $15 an hour employee, right, we're talking $22-23 an hour. By the time you get the employer's benefits, what he or she has to pay into it, from a tax standpoint, from an insurance standpoint, all of that. And again, the disingenuous argument here is that the unions want to be exempt from it. They don't want to pay their people a minimum of $15 an hour. If it's so righteous, if it's so right, if it's so deserving, what makes them better? If you think that the Democrats are really, 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 they're fighting for the $15 an hour crowd because they actually care about you, I'm not so sure about that. It almost seems like they're trying to make it harder on you. So there's more of you out of work. For what reason, I don't know. Because that's what this turns into, is more people out of work. Lisa, and that's what's happened in another place, Seattle, being one of the biggies. Now, that was written for the Federalist to the Federalist Papers from Kimberly Morin. She's a regular on the show. She might be on later on tonight. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I don't think she's decided either. But you guys really got to give that a lot of thought as to what that does. Right now, you're looking at, I think it was McDonald's in California, the corporate McDonald's headquarters in California. Has ordered. Are you ready for this one? Are you sitting down? They've ordered 7,000 kiosks, self-ordering machines, right? Think about that. So if they're going to get 7,000, you think they're going to hang those around the district office of theirs so they can order hamburgers themselves? What do you think the reasoning behind that is? Come on, use that brain. Use what God gave you. And then what we're hearing, what we're reading, hearing, whatever. Oh, no, I'm going to have a field day with this. We may end up the hour with this one. The McDonald's, again, 7,000 touch screen cashiers. Go ahead and argue with that one. When you press the, I always love that, too. People press the wrong buttons and they want to blame the machine. Which is always a kick. Can you see that now? For some of you who are as old as I am, can you see that now? Right. Welcome to McDonald's. My name is Hal, or Hal 9000. May I take your order? When you think of how far computers have come, voice recognition or any of that, this is a slam dunk. This is almost a no-brainer, is it not? Now, I think was it last year? McDonald's hired about 62,000. Think about that. With all the things going on. Remember, I've been telling you, when you see these numbers from the government, they're all a bunch of hooey. They really are. Because they talk about how many jobs have been added, but they never tell you whether they're full or part-time jobs. Now, McDonald's added 62,000 employees to its roster last year. And in Europe, they're having a real problem. Now, they're actually starting these touchscreen machines or touchscreen kiosks, moving them through Europe. Now, the move is designed to boost efficiency and make ordering a little bit more convenient for customers. I don't know how you make it more convenient. I like talking to people when it comes to fast food joints. Now, in an interview with Financial Times, McDonald's Europe President Steve Easterbrook said that the new systems will also open up a gold mine of data. McDonald's could potentially track every Big Mac, McNugget, large shake you order. Calorie count? Oh, I don't want to know how many calories I'm eating. Do you? I think they're doing that to scare us. What do you think? The touch screens will only accept debit or credit cards, adding the slow death of cash. You know, there's this talk that they're trying to get rid of cash in this country, that the government no longer wants to have to deal with it. I don't mind cash. I like cash. But they don't want it. They want everything on a number. They want everything on a debit card, credit card, that kind of thing. And that adds more to the bottom line, too, people. Every time you go in there and give them a debit card, I'm not telling you not to. But there's the percentage that those people take from them. You buy $3 worth of food, the vendor doesn't get $3. Burger King doesn't get $3 on that. They'll get like $2.92 or $2.90, whatever it works out to be. They're banking on millions of transactions a day. So think about all the data they're going to be able to collect in you as you put your little debit card in that machine. Now, this is just the start of an overall worldwide revamp of McDonald's. This isn't just a test. This is the beginning of. No old-fashioned golden arches, right, with a bunch of people. Yeah, that clown was pretty somebody, that clown was pretty creepy, wasn't it, that they had in the old days? Go look up the original McDonald's clown, the original Ronald McDonald. This puts McDonald one step closer to opening up a first Alphaville location, at least a new computer. What they want to do is they really want to try, they're trying out one place that might be almost, mind you, 100% computer, 100% robot oriented. Can you imagine? Go back and argue with that thing. That would be a lot of fun. Seriously. Now, California's minimum wage hike has hit the L.A. apparel industry. Wait till you hear what it's doing to jobs. All the left people, they're the ones putting these things in your face. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a minute.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Gozer the Gozerian, good evening. As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
Hey, man.
Nowhere, no more, no how, no way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, my Boston was coming out. That's bad. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I am Joe Messina. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. And, man, there are so many, I'm talking so many crazy stuff going on in the around the world today. And I think I think a lot of this stuff, we're so distracted by $15 an hour minimum wages that we just can't pay attention. You know what I'm saying? We just can't pay attention to all of this. Now, California minimum wage hike hits the L.A. apparel industry hard. And it doesn't matter how many companies leave. It doesn't matter. You know, Governor Brown here in California, the show originates out of California. Governor Brown here in California doesn't seem to care We lost 9,000. I don't mean they just went under. We lost 9,000 businesses. I think what I had read was this since 2011 or 12. Come on, think about that in an economy. Everywhere from, 600 employees down. 9,000 businesses. A small amount went under. They were done. Can't handle it anymore. Some moved to other states. Some merged with other companies. How long can you do this? And then he's got the guts that he can't prove. He's got the guts, the El Governor, to tell us that that he's got a surplus budget. There's no way he has a surplus budget. I've already told you guys, one of the ways he does that is he pushes the money down, he pushes the budget, he pushes the issues down to the school districts, to the counties. In other words, if the governor of California, part of his budget was maybe mental health care for kids under 10, and the schools were to administer it, but they would reimburse the schools. Now he's got around and said, well, you know what? You still have to do that, but we're not paying for it. So he takes it off his budget, and he sticks it on the budget of the school district or the county or whatever it is. Now, as with New York and some other places, Los Angeles was once the epicenter of apparel manufacturing. And so it was attracting buyers from across the world. It was closing factories, sample rooms, design studios. I mean, they had it going on here in L.A. But over the years, cheap overseas labor has pulled a lot of those apparel makers to outsource to foreign competitors. Right? Look at your clothes. They're coming out of Taiwan, Vietnam, China. Why do you think they're doing that? See, and here's the thing. Those terrible companies, they do cheap labor. They don't care who does it. They don't care what kids are wearing, who's doing what. No, this is your fault. First of all, you scream about paying big bucks for pants and shirts and everything else. And I scream too. I'm with you. I don't want to pay 50, 60 bucks for a shirt. All right? I mean, I'm there. But you can't have it both ways. What was it? Apple was saying that if they had to make the iPhone here in this country, that becomes a $1,200 phone, not a $500 or $600, but a $1,200 phone. It almost doubles in price. So you got these people over there in China. I can't remember the name of the factory. Making these phones. And I love you guys on the left. I just love you guys. You talk about what's right. You talk about the $15 an hour wage. Everybody deserves a living wage. The person that doesn't deserve a living wage in your world is the one that makes your phone. Isn't that great? So when it comes to the stuff that you want, your phone, your iPad, those kind of things, you're good. You're good with paying that little one 15 bucks a week. I know some of you can say, well, that's like $3,000 a week here for us. I don't care. Because I know in those factories where they're making those phones, guess what? They're working 11 and 12 days a week. They have four to a room and two beds to a room. You know why? Because two are out working the floor at any given point in time. So they share the same bed, the same mattress, the same pillow, the same sheets, everything. They live there because it would take them too long to get home and back again. Now, you could say they choose that. Not so true. You realize that these people living in really bad areas, when they've got their kids or got young ones or somebody from the family is working in one of those plants, one of those factories, it's usually all the income they have coming in. What a son or daughter you would be if you stopped working there now, huh? So Los Angeles firms are facing another big hurdle now. Now, after they've been through all of this, and the government sees and the state sees that they've lost a lot of their dollars to overseas labor, who's paying them next to nothing. Now guess what? Now they got to deal with Obamacare, and now they got to deal with a $15 an hour wage that has to be implemented by 2022. Do you think that same thing is happening in China, Vietnam, places like that? These guys are going to run. They're not going to walk. They're not going to slither out. They are going to run out. About a week ago, the American Apparel, the biggest clothing maker in Los Angeles, said it might outsource to make some of the garments to another manufacturer in the U.S. Wiped out about 500 local jobs. Let me read that again. It says it's going to outsource. That's American Apparel. That's the biggest clothing maker in Los Angeles. It's going to outsource making some of the garments to another manufacturer in the U.S. At least they're going to keep the jobs here. But that's 500 jobs going away. Local jobs say, see you later. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Now, some company still employs about 4,000 workers in L.A. The exodus has begun, said Sungwon Son, an economist at Cal State's Channel Islands and a former director at Forever 21. The garment industry is gradually shrinking, and that trend will, you know, you guys should look up Forever 21. How it started, the true American dream. How it started, how it grew. This is the way it's supposed, Forever 21 is exactly the way it's supposed to work. How you grow your company. You don't grow it on government grants. You don't grow it with the government paying all your bills for you till you get rolling. The article goes on to say the garment industry is gradually shrinking, and that trend will likely continue. In the last decade, local apparel manufacturers have already thinned significantly. Last year, Los Angeles County was home to 2,100, give or take, garment makers. Now, that was down 33% from 2005, down 33%. Now, that's according to the BLS, which is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. During that period of employment also plunged, ready for this one? I can't stand it. During that period, employment also plunged by a third to 40,500 workers' wages, meaning, wages jumped 17%, adjusting for inflation to about $6.98 per week, although that can include pay for top executives. Yeah, they put them all together. Can you imagine doing that? The top executive gets $3 million a year, and one of the people on the line only makes $110. Isn't that going to skew things big time? Let's see. Many apparel companies say that Los Angeles is a difficult place to do business. Now, commercial real estate is expensive and limited. Yeah, I don't. Why do they do it in downtown L.A.? I'll never understand. I don't own that kind of those businesses, though. I mean, is it a prestige thing? Because if it's a prestige thing, then you're paying through the nose for it, obviously. Commercial real estate is expensive and limited. The cost of raw materials continues to rise. It can be difficult to find skilled workers who can afford to live in the city. They expect things will become even more challenging after a minimum wage hike further raises expenses. Felix Cio has been making clothes for the wholesaler in downtown for 30 years. His company, Jumpy? what happened to Wranglers? That was so much easier to say. Felix Cio has been making clothes for the wholesaler in downtown for 30 years. His company, Jumpy, used to count giant retailers like Forever 21 among its clients. But as prices have gone up in recent years, he said, those fast fashion peddlers are no longer giving him orders. They're giving them to people overseas. Now, this is, again, we'll put the rest of this up on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up at the top of the hour.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?